welcome to this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of the Monroe County Community School Corporation, Dr. Marque Winston. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Marque Winston. Welcome, Marque.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for having me.
For our listening audience, this is a first for IAPSS and for the Leading with Excellence podcast. We are actually in front of a live audience at the Indiana Aspiring Superintendent Academy. We're located on the west side of Indianapolis, and you're the first one that we recorded live. So thank you for being willing to do this.
Well, thank you for allowing me to do so. I'm pretty honored.
Marque, let's talk a little bit about your community, the Monroe community, Monroe County community. We know it's where Bloomington, Indiana is the town in which you're located. So talk to us about Monroe County Community School Corporation and the Hoosier community that you're located in.
You know, thank you for that question. Bloomington is an amazing community in so many ways. It's very supportive of our schools, very educational focused. The fact that we have a D1 research institution in our backyard.
Second best in Indiana?
Well, yeah, we have the number one D1 institution in our backyard. And I have the opportunity to partner with them, to collaborate, and we work very well together. Our community is really comprised of folks from all walks of life, very culturally rich, very supportive, and want to do everything that they can to make sure that the children in our community have access to all of the kinds of opportunities that every family would like for their children. And so it's an amazing place to be asked to be the leader.
Mm-hmm. You have, in your community, Bloomington, any university town, is really unique in the ways that they operate and just some of the things that you have to navigate as a leader. As the superintendent in the Monroe Community School Corporation, you have a university aspect and you have a community aspect, and they don't always align. How do you navigate that space as a leader in your community, working both with the university community and those who have lived in the community for generations?
I would say very carefully. Mm. It's important to navigate that well, and I think one of the ways that we do that is really by building bridges, mm-hmm. having very open dialogue and conversation. There are many opportunities to collaborate and work together. And I think that one example that we're in the midst of right now is a Strong Schools, Strong Community Advisory Council that's comprised of university personnel, parents, students, civic leaders, mm-hmm. elected officials and things. And that's really an opportunity to be a bridge mm-hmm. and to bring folks together to think about what does our new normal look like in public education in Bloomington? Mm-hmm. And can we define that together? And so I think that's a unique opportunity for us to really bridge those two communities toward one particular goal yeah. and have a common view and a common direction in terms of what's our path forward.
Marque, you've not always been in Bloomington. You have a really fascinating pathway to Bloomington, Indiana. Can you share that a little bit with our listeners?
Yes. Let's see. Where to begin? So I grew up in Iowa. I'm a farm girl. Well, I always said that I was a city girl living in a farm girl's body. My daddy was a farmer. I went to the University of Cincinnati to get my graduate degrees. And from there, I worked for Cincinnati Public Schools for a number of years. I began my career in education as a psychologist and working with students with disabilities
that
in particular.
That explains so much.
What'd you say?
That explains so much.
I don't know what that might mean.
Sorry.
But I'm going to take that as a positive. and so as a result of that, I really had opportunities to be tapped. I think folks saw in me potential to lead, to bring folks together. I've always considered myself a coalition builder in a lot of ways. And so I was tapped into some early leadership opportunities. I went into the role of being a director of special education. I've been a chief academic officer. I've been an assistant superintendent. I've been a chief officer for diverse learner supports and services in Chicago Public Schools. So I've been from Cincinnati to Chicago, and here I am now in Bloomington, Indiana. Each of them prepared me for the role that I'm in right now. And I would say that in Bloomington, I started off as an assistant superintendent, was promoted to deputy superintendent, became an interim superintendent, and now am superintendent. And I think along the way, each of those kinds of experiences afforded me opportunities to lead differently, to be tapped to lead different types of initiatives. I've always been entrusted by my superintendents to be that person. In many ways, one of my former superintendents, she often called me her fix-it girl. And so if there was a situation that required us to engage with our community, I was often sent out to address that. And so along the way, I've had a very unique path, a very non-traditional path, but a good path nonetheless, because I've had an opportunity to do a number of things in a variety of ways in terms of facilities, in terms of budgets, and curricular development, which is probably what prompted my interest in being a curriculum leader.
Bloomington is not a small school district. Monroe County is not a small school district by Indiana standards, but you came from some sizable districts. How was it to scale down to a district the size of Bloomington from coming from the Chicago Public Schools?
Yeah, the time that I was in Chicago, we were the third largest school district in the country. And I probably, when I first went there, I said no twice to Chicago, because I couldn't imagine what that would look like. But I would say, going from something of that size and that magnitude, from Cincinnati, we had a lot of children there too, thousands of children. But then being able to put your arms around and to have your arms around the work and to fully see the outcomes of many of the initiatives that you were leading, I think it's been a smooth transition in a lot of ways, because regardless of the size of the school district, the fact of the matter is we have children who need to learn to read, to write. We have children who are struggling. We have children who have trauma. And all of those skill sets, regardless if it's 400,000 children, 50,000 children, or 10,000 children like we serve in Bloomington, those children need us, and they need us at our best to make sure that we are opening doors, we are removing barriers. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see myself as being, is someone who is a barrier remover, and that's the opportunity that I have now in Bloomington.
Yeah. Marque, you are an internal candidate. You talked about your matriculation and ascension through the Monroe County School Corporation. You were named interim when your predecessor left during the year, and I think many wondered what took them so long to name you a superintendent. How was that process when you went from being an assistant or deputy superintendent to then interim, and then the board just taking a couple minutes to consider what they wanted to do, where their pathway was for their next leader? Talk a little bit about how you navigated that space as an interim superintendent, moving then into the permanent superintendent.
That's really an excellent question, because that was a common question throughout the community in a lot of ways, even the university folks and families. But I really didn't see it as a problem. I felt as if it was really essential for me to establish very strong relationships with every individual board member. Prior to my first day on the job, we spent some time together talking about expectations and establishing roles and responsibilities. And so it was really, really important to me to put in the necessary time to establish that. And I think along the way, making sure that I was the person that they needed, I felt like I was the right person for the time point that we were in, because we were at a crossroads as a school corporation in a lot of different ways. And I felt a strong sense of responsibility and obligation to help in navigating our direction out of some of the challenges that had been in front of us. And I was a trusted person within the community for a number of years. And so while many folks in the community were kind of anxious about when is this going to happen, when is this going to happen, I figured if it was supposed to happen, it would. I knew what my task was at hand, and I really didn't allow the noise to distract me from the direction and the mission that needed to be addressed. And I had a few challenges and that were right in front of me day one.
You had to make some big decisions.
So we needed to, and we did.
Mm-hmm. And Monroe County is only stronger because of those and the team you put in place. Talk a little bit about that as we think about surrounding yourself with great people. you've had an opportunity to surround yourself with great people on your team, your leadership team. How do you, what do you look for in that team that, that surrounds you, and how do you identify those people?
So one of the things that I think has served me well throughout the course of my career has been the ability to identify talents and strengths in others and to be able to be a team builder. And so I really was looking for folks who were excellent communicators. I was looking for individuals who really were about the mission of changing lives for children. Mm-hmm. And not just the words changing lives. It really had to be about the deep commitment. And so I was very, very careful. But I knew what I was looking for in every position, and I have actually identified and put everybody that's on my core team in their positions. And so that's a really good
it's a blessing.
Good feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's not an easy thing to do, mm-hmm. you know, in a lot of different ways. And so we have folks from the inside of the system, mm-hmm. and we brought some folks from outside of the system. And so I think together we've made a really cohesive team. I'm looking for folks who are trustworthy, who are strong in their sense of integrity. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they care mostly about children.
Yeah. Marque, there's so many things that I would like to ask you about. I know our time is short here on this particular podcast, even though we're going to have a after the podcast discussion with our live audience here. You're wearing two pins on your vest, which are very important to you, or you wouldn't have worn them. They have significance, and I know that. So let's talk about both of those. The first one, you have Team MCCSC with the Olympic rings, which certainly is a message that talks about unity and sport and all of the things that the Olympics stand for. Talk to us about the Team MCCSC with those Olympic rings.
It's a mentality. It's an approach. It's about one team, one goal, one mission, and it's recognizing that we have to do this together. It's about togetherness. It's about communication. It's about collaboration. And quite frankly, the Olympics were happening at the time that I took over, and so it made sense to really center our effort and our kickoff around this sense of togetherness. Mm-hmm. And so that's meant a lot. Mm-hmm. All members of my executive team consistently wear this, and it just speaks volumes to our community. I have lots of community members like, well, where can I go to get one of those? I'm like, right here you go, because I usually have a couple on me. Uh-huh. And so it's just about a sense of belonging, belongingness for all of our employees, for our families, and for our students. And many of our students will wear our pins as well.
Great segue into your second pin. You talk about belonging. You have the Administrators of Color preparing for our future pin on. We're getting ready to host our third annual mm-hmm. conference coming up in September. Talk about why that pin is especially important for you.
It's especially important to me because there aren't many folks that look like me mm-hmm. in education. And particularly here in the state of Indiana, which is a change for me from Cincinnati and Chicago. Mm-hmm. And yet we serve a lot of children from a lot of diverse backgrounds, mm-hmm. and they need to have folks who look like them mm-hmm. to be supportive of them. I had the opportunity to read at a local bookstore the other evening, and it was stunning to me how many children of color were there, along with all of our children. And it was just, you could see in the eyes of the parents and in the children, to see that their superintendent was a superintendent of color mm-hmm. meant something different to them. Mm-hmm. And it meant something special to me as well. All of the children are my children. Mm-hmm. But I think being a leader of color has an added sense of responsibility mm-hmm. and obligation to make sure that you're paving the way mm-hmm. and opening doors for everybody's children.
Representation matters, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
Yes, it does.
As we think about it, I've got one more question before we get into our final question. One of the things that when you make big decisions, as I talked about earlier, kind of in the introduction, it's important for people to know your heart, maybe to know something a little bit about you. And it's one of the things we try to do on this podcast. Sometimes we have this conversation starter, this prompt that says, if you knew me well, you would know. So asking Marque Winston, if you knew me well, you would know, what would you share?
Well, the part that I think I can share is that I love to cook and I love to entertain family and friends. And so I love to have folks over to my house mm-hmm. and cooking and having music and dancing and just having a good time. I really enjoy people. I love my family very deeply. I'm very close with mm-hmm. my family. And those that are in my inner circle, we really enjoy coming together. And I love to cook. A funny thing sometimes, I suppose, is that I will make little videos when I'm cooking something, and I'll send it to my family back home, and they threaten oftentimes to post it on YouTube or something.
A little blackmail.
Yeah, they do that, and so I trust that they won't. And so then that caused me to stop making videos. Mm. But I love to cook. It's something that I thoroughly enjoy.
Has Coach Signetti been over to your house yet for your culinary delights?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna work
on that.
Well,
when he hears this, we'll have to. The invitation is open, right?
Absolutely. Open door.
Our final question that we ask all of our guests is the title of this podcast, Leading with Excellence. When you think about leading with excellence, especially in the context of traditional public education, what would you say? What does leading with excellence mean to you?
Leading with excellence, to me, really means that excellence is the standard. It means that it's about opening doors and creating opportunities for everybody's children, not just some of the children. It's about everybody's children, and it's making sure that we are representing ourselves with excellence each and every day, mm-hmm. and that we are demanding excellence from those who represent the school corporation, mm-hmm. so that we are supporting our children so that they can display their brilliance in all walks of life, mm-hmm. As they prepare to leave us. And so excellence is really about that is the standard.
Yeah. I love it. Demanding excellence. Mm-hmm. Marquet, thanks for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of the Monroe County Community School Corporation, Dr. Marquet Winston. Marquet's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.